Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the reason why rap became great in the Western Mass suburbs.
Love the show. Hate Mark James, but you're an awesome radio host.
This is WEEI.
And I think one
exactly.
The next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
And you can't spell Marconi without the letters M-A-R-C.
And Andy Hart.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Be right.
Hart, outside of you, is so vanilla.
Ow.
But when you guys are together, it really is good.
It is so good, dude.
Can I ask you a very stupid, simple question?
Well, I expect that coming from you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep. You know what the good thing is when I come to this show? I'm the third biggest a-hole.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
That's just the sad reality. Not everybody's perfect like us.
Mac and Hart. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
The NFL has still not notified teams whether that virtual offseason program will extend into June. Multiple people around the league expect that OTAs and mini camp will be held from afar. And then the NFL must press on to training camp. And there is a growing sense of optimism that camps will be held around the country in some form. Now, I've spoken to multiple players the last few days who say they feel comfortable going to camp, playing a full season, assuming strict safety protocols are in place. As one All-Pro player told me, I believe the NFL will do the right thing, and plus they have 2 months to learn from the successes and the failures of the NBA and Major League Baseball with all this.
Hour three, Mark and Hearts. On a Saturday morning, 617-779-7937, sun's about to come through. So we're asking the question now that the NHL board, the PA, Players Association Board, has approved the league's proposal for a 24-team playoff format, 12 teams in each conference. What's taking so long for Major League Baseball and the NBA? Well, now, Major League Baseball, now that the NHL seems to be at least gaining some sort of momentum and stride, I would imagine that the NBA will not be far behind. Then the pressure's all on baseball. Then it becomes like, you better find, if baseball, they can't get in a abbreviated 82-game season or 81-game season, and they can't find some middle-of-the-road compromise, that's a huge fail on baseball.
No, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Okay, Blake, but I'm just saying that they need to find a way, because I haven't heard anybody from the NHL saying, hey, man, you know, I don't like this. I want to get my money.
Right. But that could still come. We'll see. They go down the road. They've figured out the format first, and now they have to figure out the big hurdles, which are finances and then player safety and whatever the plan is for isolation and quarantine and testing and those hurdles that all these leagues face. I just think it's funny that MLB jump-started this conversation, right? And whatever that was, 2 weeks ago now, where we had Tony Clark came out and said it's a non-starter. You know, revenue sharing is a salary cap. We will not do that. You had Blake Snell come out. Yeah. And now they've kind of gone quiet a little bit. Ever since the 67-page document plan map with all the rules, which I think personally is ridiculous, some of the rules. I am
on the Fast Friday 5 yesterday. Do I have music on the show? When I say Fast Friday 5 on Dale and Keefe, they have a theme song for me.
Do they?
No, that'd be a negative Ghost Rider.
I'm a believer that the last hurdle of the sport, whichever the sport is, the arena, the field, I don't really want rules. Is this the one they use?
Very peppy.
It says Fast Five Ben.
I think it's got a little Latin flavor to it. I like it. Nothing says Andy Hart like Latin flavor.
Yeah.
Be about the last thing I would associate.
Yeah, with. No, exactly.
Once they get on the field, I don't want rules changes. I really don't. The whole thing about get rid of the baseball if two guys touch it and a pitcher can't touch his, you know, fingers to his lips to get grip. I don't want any of that. I think my big takeaway from all of these discussions, whether you're playing in your home facility and you're semi-quarantined, living in a hotel, whatever it is, or you're doing the bubble where you're going to be in Orlando and Vegas, however you do it, when they are in the actual competitive arena, I want the game to be played. Just like UFC. They tested people. Okay, you failed. You're out. I need to remove you. But once the fight starts, they're fighting, right? They're using elbows and knees and head, whatever. Like, it's a regular UFC fight. They didn't ask him to, like, slap dance from 6 feet away or anything. That's how I want the sports to be. Because if it's really risky, that risky, that we can't play the game, then maybe we shouldn't be playing the game, right? Once I've been tested, I asked Mutt the other night, would you go to a bar right now? If there was some bar down the street opened and it was packed and you could go in and sit down at the bar, have some wings, have whatever your drink is of choice, would you do it?
No.
Now let me ask you another question. For whatever reason your business is, if you were quarantined in a hotel for 20 days and then on the 20th day, the hotel said, bar's open, everybody. You've all been tested. None of you guys have corona. You've been here for 20 days. Would you go down to the bar, watch a game, order wings and a beer?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how I want sports to be treated. Once you test everybody and once you put the proper parameters in place to know that all these participants, managers, coaches, umpires have been tested, relatively quarantined. Once you get on the field, I want the umpire to yell play ball. I want the pitcher to throw the ball like he normally would. If it gets scuffed, we get a new one. Otherwise, we just keep playing ball, right? I don't want full face shields in the NFL protecting them. You know what I mean? So that's where I think sports needs to get to. Where they're and if that can't happen, if the CDC and Fauci and these people come in and say, no, you NBA, you can play, but you have to wear masks. Well, then don't play. It's too much. If it's that much of a risk that I can't play, even after we've been tested and quarantined and washed my hands and I'm not allowed to shower after the game, I got to leave in my sweaty clothes if I'm Major League Baseball and go back to the hotel. They don't want me showering anywhere. So to me, that's where they need to get to.
Oh, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of logistics that need to go into.
How long does that take?
I don't know.
Because the other issue is, when do you just pull the plug? Like you said, Major League Baseball, 82 games. That was their original sort of target plan. 4th of July, play it, all that. What if this is delayed another 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and now all of a sudden it's down to 40 games?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
No. Well, it's worth it if you got to get 80-something games in. I'm sorry. You have to get half a season in. And if you have to go into November and December, so be it. You have to. Because there's no excuse. If the NHL, who looks like, knock on wood, they're on the precipice of coming back and getting this thing kickstarted in a very novel idea, even though I like the round robin thing makes zero sense. I like the buys for the top four seeds in each conference, but the round robin thing makes no sense. But I like the fact that they're all willing and saying, let's do this. But Major League Baseball is going to show why, oh, they've got the strongest union in the world. Well, you know what? Then eventually, and I think we're veering towards this, and we've seen it before, the owners are going to have to bust up that union.
Yes.
They're gonna have to collectively say, we're prepared to lose seasons, plural, going forward, because we've got to get the power back to this game that the players have way too much control, more than any other sport. They have more control in Major League Baseball, the players, than the NBA, NHL, and NFL combined.
Right.
They
do. You know what they are? They're the unsinkable ship.
They are.
The MLB Players Union.
They are.
They think they're untouchable. They think they're the Titanic. And what happened to the Titanic?
It sunk.
It sank.
Yeah, and eventually, but at first, the rats started trying to jump off first.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah,
it sank. Everything is sinkable. You're a union. You're strong. You're breakable. And you're going to run your sport into the ground if you believe it's all about finances and I got to get mine and I'm not doing any revenue. You will run your sport into the ground. And I've said this before. You'll exist. Baseball will always exist. The question is, on what level? Who are you competing with? Do you think you're competing with the NBA, the NHL, the NFL? Or do you start competing with golf, NASCAR, lacrosse, PLL, Major League Soccer? And I think that is a very strong possibility. If they hit this little fork in the road here and decide, nope, money's too important, we're not playing, well, okay, good luck with that. We'll see how many people come back in a year or 2 years and whether you need another steroid-induced home run to chase. You know, there's another documentary. What was it, The Long Ball Summer or The Long Gone Summer. Long Gone Summer.
Yep, Maguire and Sosa.
We'll see if you can replicate that again or if the damage you do now
too much
is forever.
It's irreparable. It is. And that's the one thing baseball needs to understand right now. I've said this time and time again. If baseball was an actor, it's Chevy Chase. You're irrelevant. Football is Leo or Robert Downey Jr. or Brad Pitt. They're still relevant. They're still the best at what they do. You know, basketball's there too. Basketball's that, you know, they're right below, you know, they're college football. Is there more people in America? If you took a poll, especially down south and in probably most parts of the Midwest and West, more people would miss college football than they miss Major League Baseball.
Oh, no question.
I mean, you know that, right?
No question.
Right. That's
not
why,
here necessarily.
No, but like in most places,
yes.
They're missing college football than they would Major League Baseball.
And you saw the numbers from that this week. If college football is not
$4.4 billion.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. That tells you how much of a monster it is.
Yep.
617-779-7937. Sam's up in Maine. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just see the Major League Baseball Players Union going the way of the paper mills up here in Maine and other union jobs where they don't want to make concessions. The contracts are too big, and the money's not coming in. I've been wondering this even before the pandemic. These huge, huge contracts, sooner or later, I don't know if they can pay him. I mean, Mookie Betts was thinking he was going to get $400 million. Where does that money come from? Major League Baseball's losing.
Well, the money has been coming in through the TV deals.
Yeah, they got good TV deals. They really
do,
Sam.
I believe 13 consecutive years, attendance has been down across Major League Baseball.
Yep.
So it's you're talking about the TV money. And we remember the Dodgers signed like a $2 billion TV deal for 20 years or something ridiculous. That's where the money's coming in. I don't think it's sustainable, and I'm with you. These players think it is that, you know, every offseason the big free agent's going to go from $200 million to $250 million to $300 million, that it's just, you know, forever that the arrow's pointing up, and I think it's just unsustainable, unrealistic, and really stupid.
And here's the thing, too, Sam, let me give you this, too, and this goes in ultimately with baseball that you know, their average attendance was 26,854, was 1.4% below what their point was in 2018, which was 30,000 below for the first time since 2003. That just 7% of baseball's audience is below the age of 18. So that tells you right now, like you're not in a situation where you get to like that's the thing about baseball. You're coming off like you're, you know, some hot music artist or whatever, when you're the one lucky to play in a club right now in front of 38 people. And you can't even do that because of Corona, that you're not in a position to be making demands.
Well, and the TV deals, they're going to renegotiate themselves soon, too, because the money's not there. But teaching high school, since Big Poppy retired, I don't see kids wearing Red Sox stuff anymore. I don't see them talking about baseball.
Sam, that's such
Who's
a
your draw.
Sam, great point. Thanks for the phone call. We'll get back to that on the other side. On it, still to this day, if you win, probably to a lot of people still here in New England, maybe not in Boston, but throughout New England and beyond New England, if you say Red Sox, who's the first name that comes to mind? A guy who's been retired now for almost 4 years. Who's the second guy comes to mind? A guy who's been retired for over a decade, who hasn't pitched here since 2004, Pedro, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you don't... Who's,
well, plus the closest thing they had, they traded to the Dodgers.
That's it. Yeah. I don't think people think of J.D. Martinez, Red Sox.
Nope.
I just don't think they do that.
Maybe Devers can get there.
Yeah,
I think he's a young, elevating sort of presence and marketability. Maybe he can get there, but you're right. You're living in the past.
You are. Now it's time for trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Okay, here we go. The New York Jets have signed former Ravens and Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco. 1 year deal, $1.5 million base plus $3 million more in incentives. Seahawks signed former Texans running back Carlos Hyde, had a good year last year, to a 1 year deal. Devontae Freeman now still looking for work along with Cam Newton. Georgetown coach Patrick Ewing has announced that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. Good news, he's in a DC hospital and is completely quarantining and, you know, trying to just
lay up, stay, you know. I'm worried about him because Brian Barrett's mom's a nurse, and she said that the worst people, that age group that can get it, are people in their mid-50s. That seems to be some, like, the early to mid-50s to early 60s. Those are the ones, and Patrick Ewing's in that.
Right.
So I'm worried about
him. Haven't they had some studies or some theories about size can be a factor in it? And we saw Tony Boselli was hit really
Durant
hard
had
early
it
on.
Durant so had it? Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But local guy.
Yeah. Last night, the NHL Players Association approved the league's 2014 playoff plan that 21 of the 24 teams would make the playoffs. Obviously, the top four teams in each conference would get a bye. Then they do the round robin. I don't like that. But then the 5 through 12 seeds would play a five-game series, and whoever advances would advance into the next round, and all rounds thereafter would be a best of 7. Former number 2 overall pick and big NFL bust Ryan Leaf arrested overnight on a domestic battery charge stemming from an incident in Palm Springs. And sad news out of the world of basketball. Utah Jazz head coach Jerry Sloan passed away yesterday at the age of 78 after a long battle with Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia. That's what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
This deal needs to be done with May still on the date. Like that, it's as simple as that. If you don't have that, then you will not have baseball in early July starting off actual regular season games. You will not have spring training. There's so much logistically, Greeny, that needs to get done that this 67-page plan outlines. And whether it's physicians, whether it's teams, whether it's players, you need to have everything running as smoothly as possible if you want to hit those timetables. Nice.
All right, that's Jeff Passan. Now, that sounds a little bit more realistic, unlike his article from a month ago where he said that, you know, we're going to have baseball in May. Albeit, there's some major stumbling blocks that could prevent that from happening. But, you know, here's the plan. So he's saying that within basically a week from tomorrow, if we don't have a deal agreed to, we won't have baseball in July. So time is ticking.
Heard others say, like, they have a little bit of room to push things back in the, you know, mid-July, but
how much longer are you going to wait? Like, this is, you know.
I also wonder, you know, we talked about it earlier for the competitive reasons. Would you want to have a 40-game season and then a World Series champion? Probably not. Also, from the owner's perspective, I already know I'm not going to have fans in all likelihood. So there's going to be an increased cost for me because of the testing and the hotel and the logistics, right? At what point is it not worth it to come back? That I'm not going to make enough money. I'm not going to appease my TV contract enough to overcome the extra costs with returning without fans. So I do think the 60 minutes clock is ticking on these guys.
No, it is. And baseball, you better get your bleep together ASAP because, I mean, time is ticking. And I don't care, you know, you're not going to get all the money that you wanted just because this is the world we're living in. It is ticking. And now you're going to get half of what you're going to get. And you're going to get a prorated part of that. But you're not going to get sympathy from a public that is enduring a global pandemic where we have nearly 36 million unemployed Americans who have filed for unemployment. And people who are, you know, or their family members who have gotten COVID-19 and might have died. You're not going to get any empathy. So from the masses out there, people just get back on the field. Literally, you're going to have to take one for the team. You have to. Well, you're gonna like
take a long term approach,
right?
Take a long term view of it. Everybody, I say it a million times. All these players take a long term approach when it's about more money, when it's about hitting free agency, when it's about a rising tide of free agent contracts lifting all boats. I got to go to free agency. I owe it to the players that come after me, right? I got to get $250 million, $300 million. I owe it to the guys that came before me. Well, maybe you owe it to the guys who come after you and before you right now to be a little bit more flexible financially. And you know who else you owe it to? You see the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim are laying off all these scouts and non-field personnel. You owe it to a lot of people that are going to lose their jobs if you try to sit back and say, I'm Blake Snell. I'm getting mine or I'm not playing at all. Okay, that's fine. You probably have the power to do that because of your union and your ability to throw a baseball. You're costing thousands of people jobs and income, and you could put a bullet in your sport. You could put it out of its misery.
Albert. In Rhode Island. What's up, Albert?
How's it going, guys? Great show.
Thank you, Albert.
I mean, you're really making me laugh. So now we're going to hold baseball players responsible for the policies that governors and an extreme party are making in states? Come on, guys. Listen, this is America. We're as divided as we've ever been. Baseball players don't want empathy from the public, Mark. I don't know where this – you think that they give a crap? You think Bryce or Snell, these guys, give a crap? They want their money. But this is America. This is a free market American society. They have a talent that 0.00000008% of the population have. They throw a baseball. They get paid a lot of money to do that. We don't all make that kind of money. Their $8 million is relative to our $75,000 because they live like that. They do not have to take a pay cut. Supply and demand dictates market. They're the best in the world.
Okay, but Albert, you have to understand one thing, too. They're not the NFL. There isn't this desirous need that everybody, if you take the NFL and college football away from America, America will riot. There will be anarchy.
I agree.
You take baseball away?
Totally agree.
Yeah, Boston?
No, I don't.
I'm just saying the cities of Boston, St. Louis, Chicago, and New York would be affected. Most people, for the most part, wouldn't care.
But I agree with you, but the players are looking at it from the perspective of they're going to grind this out as long as they can. That's a global baseball problem. I don't think the players want to take that. I don't think they want to set a precedent where they're now taking less because baseball has a global problem, which it does. I mean, the sport sucks. I'd rather watch my grass grow by centimeter than watch baseball. But that's not the point. We're talking about the performers. These guys are the performers. They're putting the product on the field. They start cutting their legs off from under them. Now you're setting a precedent that I don't think any player or aspiring player would want to come back from.
What's the precedent? What's the precedent, though? If there's another pandemic that shuts down the world in 10 years, we might have to take a pay cut? Is that the precedent?
If another Republican president gets in, the Democrats want to get out, they're going to do this again. So, I mean, if you want to go down that road.
Albert, are we getting political? Are you politicizing
he's getting
it?
Political, and he's got his tinfoil hat on, and it doesn't exist, and no one's dying.
So now it's Albert, now it's the Republican president?
You don't think there's a goal and there's an agenda to take this to the election? You don't think so? You think this is all by reason? You think the Democratic states aren't opening? Why? Because they're concerned about people walking up the wrong side of the road? Is that you believe?
Why would you blame it on a Republican president, though? I'm just asking.
I'm not blaming it on the Republican president. I'm saying the next time the Democrats want to try to rig an election and get a mail-in balloting system, they're going to do this again. So
they're
going to
kill 100,000 people.
Yes.
So you think that? They killed 100,000
people. How many people die from the flu and die from influenza?
40 to 70,000 people a year.
Okay.
Okay, so it's more, right? No. It varies. If you do the research, it varies.
It varies year to year.
We're over the number, correct? Are we over the number?
We're over 85,000. And we don't know how many people
are over the number? So more people are dead. There's no vaccine, correct?
People are lying and people are manipulating. If you have any underlying symptoms, okay,
100%.
So we don't even know the numbers that high. You don't shut the country down.
Is it killing people?
You don't destroy the economy because old people are getting sick and dying, and God rest their soul.
So it's black and white. Is it black and white?
No. There's a lot of gray area.
Okay,
we can live in that area.
Thank you. Because I agree with you primarily. I actually think that there's been an overreaction to protect a small portion of the population. I've used the example before. It's the most insensitive thing I could ever say. That what happens in forests when there's a lot of dead trees? There's usually a forest fire. And what happens after that? A lot of fresh young trees grow. It's the most insensitive thing I could possibly say, but it's the reality. Survival of the fittest, nature, right? That's sort of the way it works. Herd immunity. There's a lot of things that are true but are insensitive. And, you know, some people try to say one death is too many. If there's one death, I need... Okay, you can take that approach. I also think there's going to be deaths out of the economic impact of this from depression, people that can't afford their medicines anymore, people that can't afford food anymore. There are going to be deaths. I don't know who'll be lining up to calculate those deaths, because I do think people are lining up right now to calculate COVID deaths, because the reimbursement rate, they get paid, you know, if somebody dies from COVID. The reimbursement rate for the hospitals, the facilities is through the roof. That's why you read these extreme examples of a guy dies in a drunk driving crash and then they test him posthumously and he had COVID and it goes down as a COVID death. Well, no, he was drunk driving, right? There's these extreme examples. I also think there's regular people dying. People are just traditionally dying of COVID. It's unfortunate. It is really, really unfortunate. And there are certainly some elderly facilities that it is just wiping them out. And a lot of those people were going to die 6 months from now or a year from now. Sadly, I'm being blunt. I'm being 100% blunt.
Oh, listen, and that's what's happened so far. I know.
It's the reality. But to just say that this sets a precedent, if you take a pay cut or a revenue sharing option, Tony Clark says, oh, that's a salary cap. Okay, maybe it's a salary. Call it whatever you want. It's for this year. We're not renegotiating a 10-year extension to the CBA that says this will be in place for 10 years.
Here's the thing for Tony Clark and the Players Association of Baseball.
Shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up, number one. You need a salary cap. Your sport has been dying for a long time, and you need to have, like the NFL, parity where the Royals and Pirates and Twins can compete with the Red Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. You have to be able to do that. You don't have that. We don't have that in baseball. We have never had. Now, the Royals, somehow, some way, they made a bunch of, you know, draft picks about, you know, for years, like the Astros did, and they were called the Lastros, and they kept getting Altuve, Correa, and they were able to build up and build up to where eventually you suck for so long, and then you hit on some big first round and second round picks.
You hit on a trash can.
And then those guys will leave, or a trash can, but then the Royals, they ended up getting broken up after a 25-year absence from the World Series. But you want to have that every year. If you want to make baseball more interesting, have it predicated on parity. Get a salary cap. Take the power away from the players. The players have way too much power. And the owners, John Henry, Hal Steinbrenner, the Dodgers ownership, same thing with the Cubs, the Wilpons with the Mets, Stuart Sternberg with the Rays, they need to all get together and say, lock them out. If you're going to save the sport of baseball, if you have to sacrifice a season, lock them out. Because that's what's going to help baseball in the long term. I'm looking at going forward that you've got to bust up and break up that union. You have to do it. It's been way too long. You got to get it to where you, like, the owners have the power. I'm usually not a pro-owner guy.
I never am. But somehow they're doing a miraculous thing and they're making me pro-ownership. MLBPA is doing.
Yeah, because the players are acting, not all of them, but
arrogant, entitled, overpowered.
Completely D-bags and like, oh, we're not going to take a pay cut. You know, Bryce Harper, somebody had to say it. Like, no, that's not how you act. Like, not in this world. Everybody is taking a loss. We've all taken, everybody out there, we're lucky to walk in every day and get paid to talk about sports, but we're all taking losses. I mean, that's the way it works now. Everybody's taking losses, but baseball, that sport needs a complete market correction. How do you fix it? The owners need to be the one to come in there and say, this is how we're going to do business from now on. And the people working on the front lines in hospitals, medical facilities, grocery stores, where policemen. They're the ones who are the real heroes in this situation. Unlike Blake Snell, they're the ones putting their lives on the line every single day. That's why Patrick Ewing came out and he's like, listen, man, I have a true appreciation now for the people here in this hospital and the people who are working here so I can stay healthy. And like, they're the ones who are doing it every day. So if Jeff Passan's timeline's correct, and I don't believe that baseball is, I think they can still get a deal done, even if it goes into June a little bit. But if they don't have a deal done in the next 2 weeks, so we're talking June 6th, if they don't have a deal by then, they might not have a season. And if they don't have a season, then all of a sudden, you've made a bunch of people completely disenfranchised with your sport that are just like, screw you guys. I'm done.
Right.
I'm out.
I do go by the Andrew Brandt, the former agent who ran the Packers for a while, the whole deadline spur deals. You know, when you're 2 weeks out or you're 11 days out, that's a long time in a big negotiation like this. And then all of a sudden you're 4 days out and you're 3 days out. And if people start to feel the pressure, reality sets in. Maybe you get some pressure because the NHL or the NBA comes up with a plan or you see more NFL activity in facilities. I think that could push them to maybe cooler heads prevail on both sides.
You know, one of the things that I knew, and I interviewed him literally a week prior to the Donald Sterling story that blew up 6 years ago, is Adam Silver. I got him on the air down in Charlotte, and he was great. And he, by far and away, to me, is the best commissioner, by far and away. And it's weird. I never thought I'd say this. Gary Bettman's second. And the other two clowns. And Manfred is a joke. I thought Bud Selig was bad. Manfred's worse. He's worse because he's done nothing. He's done nothing. Well, you could have implemented a pitch clock. You could, but you didn't. You chose, you didn't need the Players Association to sign off on that. And, Manfred's done nothing to me. In his tenure as commissioner, he's done nothing. Nothing to improve the sport. At least Roger Goodell, this year, aside from that stupid proposal that thankfully got completely thrown out and didn't even get voted on, Goodell kept free agency when it should have been on March 16th, the legal tampering period. He kept the draft when it should have been, despite Adam Schefter coming out and carrying the general manager's water. And he kept, the third thing that recently that just happened with the NFL.
Schedule.
Bingo.
Schedule announcement.
The schedule announcement. He kept them all as is. And right now, to me, Manfred is a distant fourth. And when you're behind Goodell, wow, that's an accomplishment. Marion Southey. She's got something.
She's going to yell at me. She's going to educate me.
She's going to say something to Andy Hart. What's up, Mary?
Hey there.
How are you?
So, a few minutes ago, not sure which one of you guys said this, but you mentioned hospitals, for lack of a better term, are making a money grab on COVID patients.
Andy said that with COVID deaths, that
is there not a greater reimbursement on that? Because I've been told that, but if that's false, you can tell me.
Yeah, so the first iteration of the CARES Act did allow for a COVID case to be paid 20% more than, say, a typical pneumonia.
Okay.
So at that time, we don't have a code for this because the disease state didn't exist already, right? So they just took what they thought was the closest diagnosis and said, all right, we're going to pay 20% more on that. And it sounded like you're trying to say that the hospital's making a money grab on that. And I just want to say, I don't believe that's true.
So you don't.
It costs more to treat a COVID patient just for the PPE alone.
So you don't think it's convenient or more convenient maybe to classify a death as a coronavirus COVID, even if they have multiple other factors that may have or could have or did contribute to the death?
I don't know that that's going on. I know people are saying that, but I know how charts are coded.
Okay.
So, for example, if we do a COVID test, then yeah, it's fair to if all the symptoms point to COVID and it's a positive test, why would we not code it for COVID?
No, but my point, in a lot of these, let's just say nursing homes or rehab facilities, a lot of these patients have potentially life-threatening issues, right, that they're dealing with. They're on dialysis. They have pneumonia. They're dealing with, you know, COPD. I don't even know. Tons of things. And then they die. Isn't it just easier to say, yeah, that was coronavirus. Killed them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it's financially beneficial, right? 20%?
If they weren't treated in a hospital.
Okay, so if they are treated in a hospital, they get a 20% kick then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Andy, you're right.
I wanted to be educated.
Right. No.
Because you know how sometimes you read things and you read up and you do research, but you never know. I am so cynical. I think everything I read on the internet, on the news, whether it's Boston.com, Boston Globe, New York Times, Washington Post,
it's all fake news.
I never know who to trust or what to believe. Sure. And I was hoping she would set me straight, but I don't really feel set straight right
now. Well, I think she's saying if you're treating in a hospital and then it's a COVID, you know, death, then they get a 20% kickback.
Right. Kind of feels like there are certain people that have been on unemployment for an extended period who get $600 more now, correct?
Yes.
So they have maybe benefited a little.
Like, there's a lot of people.
I hate to be cynical, that's the way the world works.
No, people talk, like, I've talked to people and said, oh, yeah, and there's some people out there making more money in unemployment than they were when
they don't want to go back to work. There are people I firmly believe this is going to be an issue because there are small businesses that got the loans, the payroll protection loans or whatever they're called, that try to hire back their employees because they need to fulfill the requirements to hire back their employees so that the loan will be forgiven later. And they go to them, those employees, and say, come back to work. And the employee goes, wait a minute, why would I come back to work? I'm making $600 more over here.
Yeah.
Making significantly more. And then if the company doesn't hire back their employees, they're in violation of the regulations of the loan, which they may now have to pay back that they didn't really intend in paying back. How are they going to pay it back? Because their employees are making more money on unemployment than they would having to work for a living.
For what it's worth, the saying that a couple things from the text line, like again, from the text line, can't back this up. But hospitals receive $39,000 from the federal government for each COVID death. Like I said, can't back that up. Corona nurses are being paid $13 an hour more as well. They don't want this to end because it costs more. Because it costs more to treat COVID, they have to test positive for COVID. So most likely is what they are dying for. So it's interesting when you think about that. We'll come back and talk about that and other things as well. 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
A lot of these patients have potentially life-threatening issues, right, that they're dealing with. They're on dialysis. They have pneumonia. They're dealing with, you know, COPD. I don't even know. Tons of things. And then they die. Isn't it just easier to say, yeah, that was coronavirus?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it's financially beneficial, right? 20%?
If they weren't treated in a hospital.
Okay. So if they are treated in a hospital, they get a 20% kick then?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, so Andy, you're right.
There we go. We learned. Listen, the law firm of Hart and James just kicked ass
and Convey. Hart, James, and Convey.
Holy Moses.
Yeah, like, wow. Like, we learned something new. I tell you what, the text line is lit up with people. Like, telling my wife last night how you guys, Greg Hill, and even OMF are doing a good job making people aware of some of the shadiness going on. Good to get, average Joe perspective rather than what you see
on CNN and Fox News Channel. So there's that. it's interesting. And then some other person comes in and says, cut the bleep with the wrong information. I'm a nurse on a COVID floor. There is no extra pay, and I can assure you the virus is deadly. As for cause of death, if corona's present, it likely was the final blow to end an older person's life, regardless of a comorbidity. Thank you, Eamon. You guys are taking way beyond your knowledge, talking way beyond your knowledge, probably meant to say talk, says taking, and spreading misinformation. Knock it off! Like Ryan Leaf said to the reporter and sitting there, knock it off. So it's interesting what we sort of got into here that...
We're also collecting information, by the way. If you want to call in
it's fine.
And try to inform
absolutely.
Us, because I firmly believe there is way too much misinformation out there. And you know who spread some misinformation? Or at least conflicting, confusing information? Mayor Marty Walsh.
Oh,
I still can't get past when they did the antibody testing and only 10% of the population, and he said, we can't reopen. Only 10% of the population has come in contact with the virus. You told us not to come in contact with the virus.
Right.
You told us to stay home and wear masks and wash our hands and be careful. And now you're saying not enough of us have come in contact with the virus? I don't know who to believe or what to believe.
The mayor, like every politician talks on both sides of the mouth.
Right.
I don't care.
If you're taking it seriously, you probably should.
Well, and I do take it seriously.
We all do.
Relatively seriously. Because I don't know how seriously to take it, because I've gotten too much misinformation from mixed messages from Fauci down through Mayor Walsh, Governor Baker, the president, everybody I'm supposed to listen to. If you want to go to the glamour guy who was Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Like the mixed messages and misinformation from supposedly informed sources are it's just everywhere. Right on down to the projections, all those models. That remember how they were like that was the big thing for a while, models, how many people were going to die, and it kept going up, 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 and then it kept coming down, 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 and then we started ignoring them when it bottomed out at like 60,000 people are going to die. Well, we're at 95,000 or whatever it is. We're knocking on the door of 100, so the 60,000 was wrong. So the 1.5 million or whatever, the absolute worst case scenario, probably wrong. But when does it end? And now I see new projections again. Oh, it's going to double in the next 2 months if there's not enough safety measures, if people too open too quickly. You see these new hot spots in the Midwest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are slowing down in some of the prior hot spots, but are there new hot spots opening up in the Midwest? So, yes, I fully admit, I do not have enough information. I don't think anybody does. I would like anybody who has valid information, feel free to inform me.
All I know is this.
And I didn't say that the nurses were making more. I don't know that to be true.
No.
That may or may not be true,
right.
But I don't know it to be
true. Right. The two weeks from yesterday, Universal Studios in Orlando is opening up on Friday, June 5th.
With how many people? What are the precautions?
I do not know.
I got to think it's not just carte blanche, have your fun.
Monday, June 8th. Well, they'll be lined up, I can tell you that much. Monday, June 8th. SEC schools are allowing their athletes to come back on campus for volunteer activities. Volunteer. Yeah.
Volunteer.
Wink, wink.
When Nick Saban calls and says voluntary activities start on a certain date, that means get your ass there.
So SEC is going to be back on June 8th in terms of letting their athletes come back. That's male and female. Universal Studios is opening up on June 5th. What the hell is Major League Baseball doing? What, like NHL? I'm not saying anything about them. NHL, they're like, listen, we're going to the next step. What's the next step? We've got the playoff format. All right, the Players Association agrees on it. We don't have none of that stuff.
Well, they probably have them, but they did a good job keeping them quiet.
Right. So now it's the NBA and Major League Baseball who are on public trial now. And I think baseball is going to be last. I think because there was talks this week that the NBA is close to deciding Eastern Conference, Walt Disney World in Orlando, Western Conference, Vegas, and then the finals, who knows. But so the NBA, to me, is right there on that precipice as well. Wins baseball. 617-779-7937. 3 hours down. We will get to the final hour. We'll close strong. Get your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.